Last week, state agriculture commissioners met in our nation's capital to discuss the most pertinent issues facing the ag community today. And here to tell us more about the NASDA conference, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. First of all, these meetings, you get together fairly often, do you not, throughout the year?
Well, no, not really. With the NASDA group, we do most of our work by telephone. Mm. But twice a year we do meet, once in the summertime in the state where the current president is from, and then once in the winter in Washington. It's more about policy, what's going on with Congress, just the current issues that we all need to see each other face-to-face about, and that's what we did last week.
You're covering some pretty big topics, and I imagine one of the topics that you had come up on the agenda was hemp. What was talked about with that subject?
It's always hemp. Hemp's always on the agenda. No, we with the time where individual states are submitting their plans and we're working with the USDA on their rulings, we just had a good frank discussion on how we find agreement on some things and then how we might differ from one part of the country to the next. But USDA certainly has, I'll just say, gotten an earful from State Departments of Ag and others that some of the components in their interim final rule really are onerous. They need adjusting. So they heard us, and we already have seen some modifications since we were there. So I think that's a sign that things can go in the right direction on hemp. Then we talked about rural broadband, which is so important to agriculture, and what might be coming next, and how certainly we're all in agreement on that. And then food safety is and nutrition is always a big part of our agenda. The State Departments of Agriculture are administering the Food Safety Modernization Act and its implementation with farmers now at all levels. So we spent a lot of time to make sure we're right on the same page with the Food and Drug Administration, which manages all of that. And then naturally we had a lot of talk about trade, had folks from the Foreign Agricultural Service to come in and speak to us just about individual countries and where those potentials might be that we diversify our trade, you know, beyond all things China. And so we had a good discussion about that. So pretty broad group of topics.
Did you come away from it feeling like it was time well spent?
I did, because of these subjects that we tend to try to find agreement on, but still respecting the sort of the regional differences around this country. And that's, again, things that you need to look each other in the eye to do it. And around that table of, I think, about 45 were in attendance. Sometimes they're new faces, and it's good to get to know the person behind, you know, from whatever state you might be dealing with over the telephone. You just kind of want to know them. So that helps out. So, yeah, I think it was time well spent, a couple of days there, and finished it up. That's one thing we discussed was the length of the meetings, and some of them want them shorter and some of them want them longer. And I just let them have all that discussion. I figure whatever they decide on, I'll see what suits best.
Very good.
One personal privilege I had was to get some time with Secretary Perdue. I was fortunate enough to be invited into his Wednesday morning Bible study with other members of the cabinet. And that was very enlightening. Sit around the table with men and women of that level and knowing that they're spending their time focused in on that way to help them in their leadership responsibilities. So that was a personal privilege that I had and might have been, actually been the highlight of the week.
I can imagine that it was. NASDA last week in Washington, D.C., the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers with an update. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.